Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Eves. And welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is February 8th, 2019. The day was February 8th, 1887. U.S. President Grover Cleveland signed into law the Dawes General Allotment Act. Before the Dawes Act was passed, Native American tribes controlled their reservation lands. But with this new policy, lands that were held in common by tribe members would now be divided among individual Native Americans. The intent behind the Dawes Act was for Natives to be responsible for their own farms and become what the U.S. government considered upstanding members of American society. Because of the law, Native Americans would become U.S. citizens who were subject to U.S. laws, and the government would no longer have to tend to its tribal relations so carefully. Another major goal of the act was to transfer tribal lands to white Americans. The act called for any lands not allotted to Natives to be put up for public sale, with the money made from the sale going toward tribal education. Many non-Natives thought that the assimilation of Native Americans into white society would be a benefit for Natives. If they abandoned their tribal ways of life, then Natives would be civilized and saved from their own barbarity. But Native Americans didn't really reap many benefits from this process of assimilation. The Dawes Act is named after its chief author, Senator Henry Dawes from Massachusetts. Dawes believed that when people owned property, it could help civilize them and convince them to accept the laws of the government. So the senator sponsored the Dawes Act. The act said that heads of household would get 160 acres, or 65 hectares. Single adults and orphans would get 80 acres, and children would get 40 acres. At first, married women weren't given any land, though the law was later changed to assign equal allotments to all people. Tribe members were given 4 years to select the land they wanted, and if they didn't do so within the specified time, the government would make the selection for them. The Dawes Act also said that the U.S. would hold the allotted land in trust for 25 years, and only then would the full title to the land and U.S. citizenship be granted to the Native American. The idea was that during this 25 years, the tribe member in charge of the allotment would get accustomed to owning and farming the land and stray further from their traditional communal way of life. And Section 8 of the Act specified territories and tribes that would not be affected by the law, which included tribes in Indian Territory, which is generally the area of the central United States, the Oklahoma Territory, reservations of the Seneca Nation of New York, and a strip of territory in Nebraska. But the U.S. created the Dawes Commission in 1893 to convince the so-called five civilized tribes, or the Cherokees, Creeks, Choctaws, Chickasaws, and Seminoles, to give up their land and partition it into individual allotments. And in 1898, the U.S. passed the Curtis Act, which allotted land to tribal members in exchange for abolishing their tribal governments. The act required natives to claim membership in one tribe and register on the Dawes rolls to receive their land allotment. Today, many people insist that proponents of the Dawes Act truly thought the law would be good for the welfare of Native American people. Critics say the act was mainly a greedy land grab. Either way, the Dawes Act did more harm to Native Americans than it did good. The Dawes Act and later extensions of the act broke up communities and separated Natives from many of their cultural practices. Many tribe members were not interested in agriculture and living a sedentary life, and weren't equipped with the knowledge, money, or supplies to do so. Much of the land Native Americans had been allotted was arid and semi-arid desert that was not suitable for farming. Sometimes children inherited land that they couldn't farm because they were away at boarding school. Many of the allotments lost value because of bad lease arrangements and tax foreclosures. And the 1906 Burke Act gave the Secretary of the Interior the authority to deem Native Americans competent or incompetent of handling affairs for their allotment. So the government had the power to sell allotted lands. As a result, many Natives had their land taken or sold their land to white buyers. The Dawes Act remained effective until 1934, when the U.S. Indian Reorganization Act, or the Wheeler-Howard Act, ended the land allotment policy and allowed tribes to organize their self-governments again. But by then, Native American tribes had already lost a ton of their land and natural resources. They went from owning 155 million acres in 1881 to 48 million acres in 1934. And even though the allotment process ended nearly a century ago, Native Americans in the U.S. today still feel its effects. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little bit more about history today than you did yesterday. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you here in the same place tomorrow.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.